Reuven Margolis, here, in Margolis Ayah, he quotes, he just says an ayin. He says, take a look in Shailas Uchuvas Marchash, Chela Gimel, Simen Memtes. I thought this was fascinating. So who is the Marchash? Shailas Uchuvas Marchash. So Rav Chash was Reb Chaim Shapsi. He was born in the mid-1500s, passed away in the mid-1600s. He had Arichas Yomim. And he lived in Saloniki, or some refer to it as Thessaloniki, or some people just say Salonika. But Saloniki is in Greece. Greece. He was from Yaffa. This is where he came from. He came from Greece. Now, to be clear, there was a very, very large Jewish community in Greece, literally for millennia. But it thrived from the time of the Spanish Inquisition in 1492 until Hitler, Yimach Shemoy V'Zichrei, and the Nazis wiped out the entire community. So the community was going strong literally until the Holocaust, and he wiped it out. But if you know a little bit of the history of the Greek Jews, so they were very, very prominent G'dayli Yisrael that came from that world. The El Yerabba, the Lechem Mishnah, if you go through the list, there's some first ballot G'dayli Yisrael that came from that community in Saloniki. One of them was the Marchash, who is the author of the Shailos HaTshuvos Teiras Chaim, this great Yid whose name was Reb Chaim Shapsi. Either way, in Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Tes, he was asked the following question. Nidrashti la'asher sha'aluni al misha kar lo adam kosher va'omar b'loshen las mataldu a'ishti. So it seems that somebody went over to somebody and he referred to him as mataldu a'ishti, which means oisei ho'ish. Ma'oinshoi. What's his punishment? So in English, somebody went over to somebody, called him oisei ho'ish. Do you get punished or do you not get punished? What is the punishment? So he said that my first Hashkafa on this was, it's a Gemara, Kedushin Chav Chesam and Aleph. Hakaru l'chaveri Eved, if somebody calls his friend an Eved, Yehei ben Nidoy. Mamzer, if somebody calls his friend a Mamzer, Seifikas Arba. If somebody calls his friend a Roshna, Yoyedim Eluchayev. So he says, if that's the case, if somebody calls his friend Oysayo Ish, which means, this is all Dover B'itai, right? So if somebody calls his friend Oysayo Ish, which means Yeshe Hanoitzri, so there's no question. He's like someone that calls someone an Eved, a Mamza, a Rosha, and he's going to be Yoyedim Eluchayev. This is his tshuva, and he has a whole Arichas. So why did Reuven Margolis tell you to look here? And it's a very nice tshuva, and it's somewhat timely, but what does it have to do with us? Right? Why is he telling you to take a look here? Because Toich Dvarav, he says a davar nifl. He says, Be'ein Loimar, don't say that maybe when this person referred to him as Oseya Ish, he didn't mean Yeshua and Oitzri. Maybe he meant a different Oseya Ish. Who's that Oseya Ish? He says, take a look at the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Dafyud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Brum. Zocher oisei ho'ish la'toif for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemoy shel molehu nishtakhu dine knosses v'yisro. He says maybe the oisei ho'ish that he was referring to was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. There's no way that's what he means. He says because stam oisei ho'ish is yeshe anoitzri, and he says if he would have said oisei ho'ish zocher la'toif, oh, he's giving him the greatest compliment in the world, he's calling him Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but that's not what he said. He said stam oisei ho'ish, and because he said stam oisei ho'ish, he means for sure Yeshaya Noitzri, and he's totally in that Gemara Kedusha Chavchezav and Aleph. Figure out which one of those boxes he falls into, and boom! And this we're going to punish him, mita keneged mita, accordingly. Ayin Shav. So this is the great Pekiyas of Reuven Margolis, where he's telling to this tshuva from the Marchash that there's a havamina that when this guy called someone Oseya Ish, who is he really referring to? Who's the Oseya Ish? The Oseya Ish is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But then Reuven Margolis says, you know, it occurred to me something very, very interesting. There's another Gemara. All famous Gemaras. There's a Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chafal of Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Bram Zachar Oysaya Ishla Toiv Vi Yeshua Ben Gamla Shemoy. Shemolehu Nishtakha Torah Mi Yisrael. So Yeshua Ben Gamla, where it not for him was Nishtakha Torah Mi Yisrael, and we refer to him too as Oysaya Ish. Bram Zachar Oysaya Ishla Toiv. Says, there's another Gemara. Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Brom Zocher Oysaya Ishla Toiv V'Chananya Ben Chizki Yishamoy Shul Molehu Nignaz Sefer Yecheskel. Three people that you find are referred to as Oysaya Ish and Shul Molehem Nishtak Chotayra Miyisro. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, regarding Dine Knossos, here in Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, he kept smicha within Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, Umolehu Nishtak Chotayra Miyisro, Brom Zocha Oysa Ishla Toiv. And Chananya ben Chizkiya, She'umalehu nigna seif yecheskan. What's he referred to as oiseyoish? So Reuven Margolis, just in one line, says it's so interesting that the Marchash somehow saw in oisei ho'ish some sheiches to oisei ho'ish. Ad kidekach, that guy who called his friend oisei ho'ish, maybe he wasn't really saying something bad. Maybe he was referring to this oisei ho'ish. But then Reuven Margolis, he just says one line. He says, v'zelo umazeh. Could be this is all zelo umazeh. That oisei ho'ish is Yeshei HaNoitzri. And Yeshei HaNoitzri is the one who was Mishakeach Torah. How much Shikchas HaTorah is Yeshe HaNoitzi responsible for the forced conversions and the burnings of the Talmud, etc., etc.? It's unfathomable and unconscionable the amount of Shikchas HaTorah that Oisei Ish was responsible for. Zelu Umazeh, all these Yidden, She'umoleihem Nishtach HaTorah Miyisrael, they go down as Oisei Ish as well. It's the Oisei Ish Mitzad HaKdusha. We're leaving a lot of raid on the table. We're saying this every single day. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get back to it. But for now, we're going to stop here.